Commission meeting Tuesday, September 5th, 2023, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Commons, New Jersey. The agenda, call to order number two. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Commons Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraft?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Walt?
Here.
Mr. Murphy is absent.
Mr. Murphy did reach out to me tonight and said that due to a family commitment, he was going to be unable to attend, but he was going to try to possibly call in. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, approval of August 1st, 2023, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walt?
Yes. Approval of August 1st, 2023, executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walt?
Yes. Payment of bills from August 10th, 2023, in the amount of $428,590.83.
I move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walt?
Yes. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, the Atlantic Commons Yacht Club is requesting use of the courtesy float for the launch driver to tender yacht club members. Number two, Ashley Kirkland is requesting use of the gazebo for a wedding ceremony on Tuesday, September 26, 2023, from 5:45 to 6:45.
Hey, question on number two, my usual question. Are we going to at least charge them a portion of the gazebo fee? They don't want it for... Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Alena?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walt?
Yes. Consent agenda. Resolution 010-2023. Harbor rate resolution.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I assume you're turning that over to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The lease committee met a couple of times, the slip fees and the mooring fees and storage fees, we raised 2%, with the exception of the charter boats and the head boats. Consumer price index was 3%, so it's a little bit under that. So we thought that that was a reasonable and fair increase. And then scattered throughout on the miscellaneous charges, some we kept the same and some we raised about 2%. And, you know, as what you can see in your packet, the ones that we raised were the ones that are in red. We also, on some of the slips where the rates were somewhat out of line with the, I think it was $168 a foot.
Yeah.
At the larger boat rate,
We corrected that.
We moved them in line with $168 a foot and $300 for the finger piers where they had a finger pier. So if anybody has any questions? Would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move, we approve.
I guess I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Bird?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Schleier?
Yes.
Mr. Schleier?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Thank you. Number 8, unfinished business. Number 9, new business.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I do have some new business.
Okay.
It's been, and you and I have discussed this, there has been a request from former Commissioner, Harbor Commissioner, Mrs. Broughton, for the harbor to consider signage on the outside of the senior building, or perhaps on the interior of the senior building, but her suggestion is the outside, to recognize the members of the public, the different community organizations that use that as their headquarters. So that would be the American Legion, the senior club, obviously, and also the Lions Club. So Mr. Farragine and I had discussed this and thought it was important to come to the harbor to see if that was something that, if there were mock-ups, that would be amenable to the harbor to have that signage, just to show that those organizations are headquartered there.
Okay, so for discussion then, the building is currently called the senior building. So I'm not exactly positive why it's called the senior building. I know that years earlier it was called the Sea Scout building, but correct. The fact that the name is the senior building, I have to believe there had to be something formal.
I can tell you. The reason why it's called the senior building, it was a grant given to the seniors to upgrade a place that they could go. That grant, I think Dave Hoder was the architect on that plan that redid the whole senior center. I think they put a new roof, new kitchen, new flooring, and basically updated the building through a grant for seniors. And that's how it went from being a Sea Scout building to now the senior center. I can't tell you what year it was, I don't remember.
Okay.
But I do know there was a grant, and that's why the seniors are so protective of that building, because it was money they got through a grant to upgrade that building.
Okay. So should we question that in some way that we identify there was other people that used it? So
it's the home of those three organizations.
Right. So would anybody be objected to having something inside the lobby when you walk in that some type of a plaque that says home of, you know, whatever the three organizations are? Is that something we should consider, or should I give it, assign it to the operations folks who, Bob, you've been dealing with the sign, when we've had sign issues or anything down in the harbor.
Sure.
Maybe you could work with Lou to see if there's any, you know, technical things that why we couldn't do it or whatever, and maybe come back next month to make a suggestion?
Yes.
We could also work with Roy Deloso, Bob, because he's head of the seniors.
Right. Okay, no problem.
Is that okay?
Yeah, there's no suggestion that the building be renamed or anything like that, but just to recognize.
No, the Lions Club and the American Legion have been there forever as well.
Yeah.
They've been there the whole time.
And often the American Legion hosts the county American Legion, so just to have a little bit more of a presence.
Okay.
Were they looking for something on the outside of the building or the inside of the building?
I think that if we, Mr. Pershing and I had discussed mocking up what it could look like outside and or inside and deciding what we thought was most appropriate. So if Mr. Sutton wants to work with Mr. Pershing on that, that'd be great.
Sure. Thank you.
Oh, and another piece of new business.
Go ahead.
Now I can do a general report, sorry.
Okay. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Income year over year is down 1.7%, so we picked up some of our drop over the prior year. A majority of that is related to, actually overall, 7%. It's 1.7% for rental income. The 7.4% drop year over year is almost all exclusively related to the drop in fuel prices. Gallons of fuel are pretty consistent year over year, within, you know, 0.1%, but we're down almost a gallon a gallon, and that's what's causing our significant 7.2% drop in income. That's all I have.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus.
Yes, only one item. The on the deck lease, pretty much in agreement with all of the terms, just had one issue that's come up regarding the space under on the deck. We'll discuss it in the executive session, and after the executive session, we might or might not come back and move the lease for approval. You know, depends on the advice of our attorney and our discussion.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer.
No report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
No report.
Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus.
No report.
Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
So there's a couple things. I was very fortunate, along with Mr. Sawyer and Mr. Wall, and Mr. Kraus, to attend the reception for the mural that was here this past month. It was really, it was exciting to get on the ship and to hear some history of it and the restoration, to see the old woodwork from, that was, you know, they've done a major restoration since the last time that they were in the harbor, and we feel that the partnership of the Yacht Club, it went very, very smoothly. Members of the Yacht Club were really excited to have the ship in port, and is that correct? in the harbor, and you know, I just, myself, I felt like it went very well with the tender system, because I had the opportunity to go out sailing with another member of the Yacht Club this past month, and the Mirwald being there were some different operational changes down there, so I think it went really, really well, and we really appreciated the opportunity to partner. So something that we've talked about recently, and if I'm still on the Harbor Commission next year, I hope to be able to work on as a special events committee. Myself and Mr. Sutton will try to do some planning prior to the end of the year, but the Oktoberfest that was scheduled for the end of the month, I don't know if we've been officially notified yet, but it's been canceled. And that's a real shame, because there was an opportunity to have a really nice special event in the harbor. The food truck event that we had last month was really successful, but now that COVID is not past us, in fact, there's a huge spike right now locally, but we need to create a strategic plan for next year for what kind of events are going to be in the harbor and who's going to be hosting them, because there's a missed opportunity now for an event at the end of September that we could have done. And so that's going to be the goal between now and the end of the year for me, Mr. Sutton. And that is it for special events.
Okay, thank you. Yes, and the Yacht Club should be commended. They really went above and beyond to help coordinate, really, and really bring them in, and it was not a convenient thing for you guys to do, and I appreciate everything that they did. We all do on the commission. Reports, administrator report, Mr. Ferragina.
Sure, just a few housekeeping items. The Mirwald, that was very, it went very well. I also attended that event. It was great. It was nice to see you here. It was nice to see the town get a little recognition for it being here, and everything worked out well, so that was good. We've been working with the Atlanta Times Police Department and having their signboard on different occasions, placed strategically in the harbor, which has sent the message, no littering, no speeding, no littering, no speeding. Just to remind people that we're, you know, trying to clean it up, trying our best to make it more of a destination location where people can walk and relax and enjoy the scenery. Recently, we've painted lines, new professional lines, not by hand, street lines and intersection lines throughout the harbor, but throughout the borough, but also in the harbor. And that has helped so people can see where the delineation is in the street in different areas. We're doing some crack sealing on the promenade. That's going to begin, I believe, tomorrow. It's going to take a couple weeks. Once the crack sealing is finished, we will coat the whole promenade. It will look very good aesthetically, but the real purpose of that, it will prolong the life of that promenade surface by several years by doing that. Those are, I believe, just the housekeeping highlights. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Ms. Malinrod.
Thank you. I have a brief report. The expert architect that we have hired to conduct the evaluation of the towboat has been to the property, and we can talk about this more in executive session. And also, Mr. Krause, if you would like to discuss the negotiations that on the deck, I would recommend that someone make a motion on the floor to add that topic to the agenda, so I don't believe it's on there.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
That's all.
Thank you. Harbor manager report, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. The new golf carts have arrived at the harbor. The employees have been trained on them. You'll see them. They're dark blue, so that they match the harbor blue to an extent. They have black tops instead of white. I'm trying to color coordinate everything with the harbor. So we went over to harbor rates, what went on with that. We replaced the children's playground area. We ripped up all the old rotted wood that was outlining it, replaced it all with new 6x6s all the way around. We dug it out, and we put 30 yards of certified playground mulch in there. So we shouldn't have any problems with the playground anymore at this point. Like the administrator said, we seal coat the harbor promenade. Our new leak detection system is in at the fuel dock. Everything seems to be working pretty good right now. So that's pretty much it, unless anybody has any questions.
Just one comment. A week and a half ago, we had a large rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
The front corner of the trail, the dredge pit, front corner of the dredge pit, the trail turns and heads due east, had flooded, made that passable.
Yeah, that's a creek.
The guy said, just pulled up when I ran through. By the time I had run back through, they'd already pumped and stolen it away, making it passable again. So
there in 4th Avenue, too, the drain backed up on 4th Avenue. There was so much water coming down that hill, it was just running down the 4th Avenue right away, and it flooded that whole area, so you couldn't get through there either.
But I commend the staff for
taking
action to make it passable again.
Yeah, they did an awesome job that day.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Curry. Thanks, Lou. Assistant manager report, Mr. White.
Lou covered everything.
Thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, stand, and name. Give your name and address. Okay, thank you. We're going to go into executive session.
Yes, we have a brief executive session. No formal action is going to be taken, and it should only take about 10, 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
It's possible that formal action will be taken on the lease.
Oh, okay. Then formal action may be taken since we made that amendment to the agenda to discuss the negotiations.
Okay, thank you.
My apologies.
Do we need a motion?
Motion going for executive session.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll meet back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no.
I'll call.
Can I have a motion to leave executive session and return to our regular?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we're back in regular session. So at long last, we're ready to approve the lease with On the Deck. Beginning a couple months ago, June 1, 2023, for 5 years through May 31, 2028. There's an annual increase of the greater of 5% with the consumer price index for the greater metropolitan area. In addition, the lease recognizes a $15,000 credit spread over the 5 years for the harbor's portion of the structural portion of the repaired deck. Back in the spring, the tenant made some significant repairs on the deck, and the harbor's contribution towards that was $15,000. I think I pretty much the lease to a great extent reflects very similar terms that were in the original leases. Are there any other questions about the lease terms? If none, I will make a motion that we approve this 5 year lease.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Allmeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Schleier?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.